civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is under routine observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. He was admitted Monday afternoon for testing after developing a fever. His spokesperson tells us he's awake, fine and alert, and in good spirits. Clinton, who is 78 years old, has been on a media tour in recent weeks promoting his latest book.
Doctors hopeful that Clinton will be out and with his family for Christmas Day tomorrow. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, but American Airlines has requested a ground stop for all of its flights today. It's said to be a technical issue that they are working on, and they say things should be back to normal soon. No consensus by the Committee on Foreign Investment on whether the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel would pose a U.S. security threat, so the decision on the $15 billion deal is being left up to President Biden. This is ABC News. Public health officials are investigating the first human case of bird flu found in Los Angeles County. The patient is an adult exposed to infected livestock, now recovering at home. People in Greensboro, North Carolina, raising thousands of dollars online for the family of a police officer who was fatally shot on Monday. The officer responding to reports of an armed man in a Food Lion supermarket.
People are sharing moving tributes for Officer Michael Horan online. He's the officer that was killed in the line of duty. Now, according to radio traffic, the suspect was captured in Duplin County after a multi-county chase.
That's ABC's Akilah Davis in Greensboro. The American astronauts on the International Space Station sending holiday wishes from orbit.
It's a great time of year up here. We get to spend it with all of our family up on the International Space Station. There's seven of us up here, and so we're going to get to enjoy company together.
That's Sunny Williams, one of the astronauts stuck on the space station due to problems with Boeing Starlink. This is ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs in prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously this was a big time game to clinch that spot, and proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about about $400 million. Wicked leapfrog Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a three-and-a-half-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon, with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. So we are going all the way from north of Green Bay to south of Oshkosh right now.
Now you've got to learn how to incorporate that frequency. It's tough, isn't it?
It is.
When you've done it this long.
But we love Appleton. And we have to mention that, but they've been kind of listening on the periphery.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean,
you go to the airport and you can kind of hear us. This now it's just nice and clear.
How come it's getting colder out? 27 in Green Bay now, 28 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Thank you to Big Wayne for making the trip down from Suamico. A-frame. Beekeepers, fantastic, good stuff, wonderful stuff.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. John, got a little technical for me.
John was fading a little bit. Well,
I'm not good at technical stuff. I just not.
You know, he's all in.
So knowledgeable.
You get people, and, you know, thank God for people like that. I remember a lady coming to see me one time about some kind of weed or something that
not that kind of weed.
That's the kind of stuff that you use. No, this is like
wait a minute, Todd.
Yeah,
the guy who wants to own a weed farm
for
the UP
for the money.
Throws it towards me. Not what you use. I mean, I'm going to open a weed farm, but you're the one that does that.
Anyway, but she was so concerned about it, she was tearing up.
About what?
There weren't enough like butterflies. We were losing the monarchs. And Johnny, they come in. She reminded me when Wayne was talking, he reminded me a little bit of her. She just was like totally leaning over the table. And Mayor, do you understand these butterflies? And like I just said to her when she was done, I'm like, thank God for people like you. Translated, I could care less about
it. Thank God somebody does.
Right. And we need people like Wayne to care about the bees in the winter.
Absolutely.
And whether you connected is not the point. But I think you need. I just love that when people are really into something that I don't want to say I don't care, but it's not on my radar. And it's cool when you get people who care about the monarch butterflies, you care about the bees in the winter, and they're all in. So I thought that was interesting. And it's being picked up more and more by, like he said, millennials are taking an interest in beekeeping. So,
well, I think in general, though, people are getting a little bit back
to
something else. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
I think a lot more people, younger people, are more into the country. Right. And even like you got the herb garden. People are really getting a lot. They want to get their hands involved with things.
We're getting back to where we're growing our own.
Here we go again.
That's not the kind of herb garden I have.
70,
here
70,
we go again. 70. But I know a lot of people that are really into that stuff. I remember back in my day, there was a magazine. Todd, you might remember this. Was it Mother Earth Jones or Mother Jones?
Yeah, I do remember it.
And we'd always call those people granola people.
Right.
Okay. You know, it'd be the girls in the peasant shirts, we'd call them in high school or in college, and especially in college. It was really big in that type of thing. But they were the first ones, like, even for, like, solar power and all these kinds of things.
Yeah. You need people like that. Even, you know, those are entrepreneurs. They're out on the edge. They're getting criticized. They're like, no, there's something here, you know? I think it's great. I find what he's doing interesting. I will not be in that industry, but you see how excited he was? I mean, all of a sudden, it was time for a break. Yeah, did you notice that?
I know you guys. You guys aren't usually here in the morning, but I get to hear Pam Yonke, the farm babe,
before you guys come
in. And the technology that they use nowadays, and they were talking about this year and the weather and how that affected farms. I mean, I grew up in farm country, so I knew what, you know, dry crops were around corn time and all that kind of stuff. But, man, you think about, like, what people, the hard work people put into that, and you are at the mercy of Mother Nature. You're at the mercy of the government. I mean, whoo.
No question.
And I could see some old farmers saying, really, you're going to put a monitor in the hive? It's like, you don't need to do that. And Wayne's like, yeah, we do. And that's just kind of the cool thing on evolution, you know? I went last night. I'm going to tell you, this has a little bit to do with what we're talking about, farming. I went to dinner last night at the Union Hotel, which is great. They come out.
Most beautifully decorated Christmas thing I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. A tree and just, it's anyway, the carolers come around to your table and sing. And they're wearing the Bob Cratchit hat.
Yeah.
And they're just totally dressed up with their hands in those things. In a muff. And it's just, it's whatever.
That's what I like. It's a muff.
Yeah. So they came out and said, but what I had the steak that Wagyu, that the Japanese.
Wagyu.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
I'm surprised. Wagyu, first of all, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I was surprised. It was, you know, $70 for, but it's beer fed.
Beer fed beef?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So some of it's with the grain, but like in the winter, because it's hot, there's not a lot of grazing land over there in Japan, that they just feed them beer, so they're kind of drunk all summer.
Are you serious?
Well,
I've never heard of this.
To be a cow, huh?
I know, right?
Well, John, why don't you tell us about that?
I've never heard of this.
Right, that's a big.
Where are you? Wait a minute, that's
a big brand.
They drink they like put it in the trough and they drink it, or are you saying it's in the feed?
In the winter, it's in the feed. In the summer, I think they just like a lot of people just so they're kind of like in a. Like they're kind of like drunk all summer, I think.
Wow!
But that beef is unbelievably just.
I bet I could beat one of those cows in a race.
Yeah, maybe, but you gotta check that out. We had lamb and other stuff too, but it was fun. It was great. That Union Hotel, that
it's fantastic.
Should be. You talk about, and even Greta said last night. She was, we gotta make this a tradition, and you know, because we went to the Botanical Gardens first.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Been there a couple times this year. That was great, as always. Anyway,
I'll tell you so. Another great place. I did a book signing at Boss's.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
And I love going there just because I hardly ever sit down. I just wander and look at everything they've got in there. The magazines they have are so amazing. Yeah. I don't care what you're into, they've got a magazine for you.
Oh yeah,
that's a store unlike any. You know, they did that that book about 100 things in Green Bay or whatever. Boss's should have been in there. My Absolutely. God, I mean, it's been around for over 100 years, 125 years or whatever. There is no place like that.
Yeah.
You know, you should see some of the pipes they've got there. I remember my dad and my brother both smoked pipes in our house. It all smelled like cherry blend. But they've got these unbelievable European-type pipes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What a great store that is, Boss's.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
And their service is great. We were talking about service before.
Outstanding.
My gosh, Lisa couldn't be a nicer
no.
person.
Right. No. Had
and
a great
I think
time
those
down there.
Places that have been around, 125 years or 120? Yeah. Sarugi's, great customer service. What did he say, 125 years?
Well, I brought in a program.
And how old is the Northland Hotel? I mean, that's got to be 100 years old, right? That's got to be at least
the 100. Northland? I thought we had the anniversary.
The
Union?
The Union.
Oh, Union. What? I think the Union. I know I went to one of those.
Let's service there's.
Those historical things with Joe Sarugi.
Yeah, right.
And McKim, Boyd, and everything like that. And it was interesting, but I remember they said there was one place that they used to hide, like, slaves on the Underground Railroad and, like, during the Civil War or something. But I think that part burnt down. Oh. So it's like everything's been there, but I think over time one part burnt down and they rebuilt and things like that. Oh. It'd be interesting to have them on to talk about the actual history of it.
That hotel, they got it going on. And that's, you know, the Boyds, you know.
But it's neat. I found that old Packer program.
Yes.
And I gave it to them yesterday because they're going to put the, but Curly Lambeau in this program was still a player. Not just the coach. He was a player coach, but he was still a player in this program. And there was a big ad for bosses even then. But one of the cool things says, buy your Packer tickets at these locations. And you could go to bosses. I said, can you imagine if you had the foresight back then to buy like 100 season tickets? The money you would have made over the years?
I think that's been said. Or a house. Or
I know. It's just... But that, I can't say enough about bosses. I hate the fact that it moved from downtown Green Bay, which I just thought was the most ideal spot in the world. But it's a beautiful store they have, 107 South Broadway. Yeah. It's a fantastic store. So stop on down. A lot of great local authors. Warren Gerd stopped down yesterday. Yep. I was talking to him. And another guy who's he's kind of putting together a book on his dad. And I love it when people, and I guess the book signing went really great for the Lambeau book last week. So
good.
Yeah.
Great place for gifts. Well, I think next year, we've done a pretty good job this year, but next year, you know, we've really focused on music on Fridays. And I think we've done a great job elevating people that are like, yeah, well, you're really good, but not everybody knows you. And, you know, we're a step toward that. But to do an author, there's enough authors in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you guys out there.
You know what I'd still like to, you know, one thing we were talking about though too? No money.
Well, no, there's all self-publishing. Yeah, I know. That's
me and Warren and everyone were talking about that, and Lisa was even like, what do you, I said, you know what? I said two things though for me. Whatever money, whenever I do a book signing, okay, it goes right into the book fund.
Right.
For more books to make, okay? And I never want somebody to say that I'm making money on other guys' experiences in a war.
Yeah.
I never want anybody to be able to say that. I will tell them to go, because that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. So I do. I can, and people will say that, but, you know, you say, look, I'm not in this for the money.
Yeah.
I'm in this
to get the word out. I mean, it's not, yeah. But it's just, I just enjoy, I honestly, in writing books, I enjoy it. I mean, I really enjoy talking to these people, meeting them, hearing their stories. I'm fascinated by them myself.
It's obvious because you remember so much of their story to the T.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen if you're just going through emotions, right? Yeah. You're actually experiencing these things with these people.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, veterans and the Packers, but there's some other good books written in Green Bay.
Oh, no question.
I mean, the you know guy what I really want to get on is he's written some great, I think he's written like 4 or 5 books, and he is great.
I had this lady on, oh man, it's got to be 15 years ago, but she was the one, it's still one of the most amazing stories. I can't believe they didn't make a movie out of it. Her family, I want to say her dad was a doctor possibly.
That Minahan thing?
No. They went on a cruise and they hired a guy to, you know, captain the boat and everything.
Yeah.
And he murdered everybody, murdered her entire family.
Ooh.
And put her on a raft and just floated her out to the sea in the ocean. And she was like 11. And just by chance, a cargo ship came by and rescued her. Murdered the entire family.
Mm.
What?
What? Okay. And she got away on a raft?
Yes.
Did they ask her where she was when all this happened?
I don't know what happened to the guy. They, like, murdered the family at night. I'll have to find... If anybody
they never
out there,
found the guy.
And I don't remember.
She inherited millions. I don't know, John.
Wow.
I wasn't putting the connection there,
I was trying to say, wait, okay, so she... Okay.
I didn't get the connection.
I always look at the survivor.
Wow. Merry bleeping Christmas to you. Wow.
Just asking. Wow. 11's okay. That's all right.
Wow.
Had she been 31.
Hey, by the way, I mentioned that thing. I need somebody to tell me how to hook up deer cam, trail cam, so I can watch it on my phone. All right? I need somebody. You know how to do that?
No.
All right. We got people. Quick break. Back at this.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, means so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every...
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay. Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Christmas Eve. A 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course worldwide with the Civic Media app. So, Todd, you guys gave us a little survey regarding Christmas.
Well, these are a bunch of survey, like, yeah, quick polls is what they are. So I figured.
You know what? I invented the quick poll radio.
Did. Yeah. You did.
I invented the quick poll in radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And so we have a bunch of topics there, Jim. You guys can start wherever you want, but basically we want our listeners to also let us know how they feel about some of these things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Some of these are technical and some of these are more fun. What do you want to do? Because some of these are like, what's your favorite snow day memory? The other ones are in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is December, January.
Well, some of them are quiz questions.
Okay, all right. Whatever you want to do. Do we have those answers that we gave as employees?
I've got those in here.
Oh, those are in there.
Yep.
All right, okay.
I've got those, and we can play that a little bit later on. I'll quiz you guys on the people you work with.
Okay.
All right. All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's start with just, what is your dream holiday vacation? If you're going to take a vacation over the holidays, what's the perfect?
Sun Valley, Idaho.
Why?
Skiing.
Beautiful. Sun Valley Lodge. It's unbelievable. It's the most beautiful place I've ever personally seen. Sun Valley, Idaho. I'd be in that lodge at Christmas. It's like a movie. Actually, they shot a movie in there with Sonja Henning. Remember Sonja Henning?
No.
Olympic figure skater back in the day? No. It was called, I think it's called Christmas at Sun Valley. Sun Valley Christmas. And it's got the big old fireplace. That's nice. Ernest Hemingway used to stay there all the time. All the big actors used to stay there all the time. It was like the place. Yeah,
Sun Valley. Well, she was in a bunch, huh?
Yeah.
Sun Valley Serenade, maybe?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Todd?
Oh.
You want to go somewhere or you want to stick around? The dream holiday vacation.
I would like to, I'd like to go abroad. I think I'd like to go check out the UK or like Ireland or something like that for the holidays.
I could see that.
Go with my sisters.
I could see that.
That's cool.
Absolutely. How about you?
One of the best we had, and I would probably do it again, was, when we spent the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas at the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon?
Oh, it was awesome.
I don't think of Christmas at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it's beautiful there. And it's there's nothing else like the Grand Canyon. I told the kids that. I said,
like I said, I've lived in Arizona for 6 years and I never went there.
And there's so much to do there. But I think I would probably go more for the buzz and I'd spend my week in New York.
Okay. I could see New York. New York would actually be my second choice. To be honest with you.
It's so much fun in that,
Yeah.
We were talking about that last night at dinner because, you have kids that live there too. They never feel unsafe. Like, never. And they've never seen, you read about this stuff. Oh, this one's on the subway. This happened here. This, but yeah, I was asking about that. And they just, I think there's safety in numbers. They just have, you know, and never, yeah, that's quite a statement. But they're like, no, we just kind of, people, and something, if something weird happens, people just keep walking. It's not like here in Green Bay, you know, you'd stop traffic and help so-and-so, or if this guy's having a meltdown, but they just, you know, not that they do. But anyway, New York would be up there for me. Okay, so let's see here. What is the best gift you've ever received?
Ooh,
ever.
Ever. This is a long time. You could be a little kid when this happened.
Ever. Wow. Todd? Ever.
Saw an old commercial on YouTube the other night. It was Santa Claus selling Winston's cigarettes, right? He's like, get a carton of cigarettes for your family.
Wow,
I've got
funny.
One. I used to buy old magazines just for the ads.
Yeah.
Because I'd display them at times, everything like that. And there was a great one with Ronald Reagan when he was an actor, Ronald Reagan, okay? And it's him signing where you'd have the Christmas card attached to the Chesterfields.
I saw that one too. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're sending everybody a carton of cigarettes.
And that was part of like their selling product. You didn't have to actually wrap it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they actually had a card on the cigarettes. That's right.
Exactly correct. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Johnny. Smoke them.
Smoke them if you got them.
Chesterfields. Wow, that's some pretty potent stuff. Those Chesterfields.
Yep.
Didn't have filters on those, did they?
Is
that like Camel? Like
Camels didn't have filters. Well, I told you once, a couple of my World War II guys, when they went to the doctors finally because of they had a case of, quote unquote, the nerves, as they called it.
Yeah.
And the two different ones said, the doctor said, okay, do you smoke? I was like, yeah. I go, what do you smoke? And they'd be like, Camels. So oh, no, you got to switch to Chesterfields. That'll relax you a lot more. The doctors would tell them what brand of cigarettes to smoke.
Wow.
Because they'd say, have a couple of drinks before dinner and smoke Chesterfields. Those will calm you down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
No. Nope.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, give me, I don't know, all-time favorite gift.
Yep. Best gift.
Best gift ever. I don't know.
1977, we got a dog. We got a Springer Spaniel
dog. That would be a good
dog.
One. And, as a kid, man.
Yep. So what happened was we came home, and the presents were always out. You know, you came home on Christmas Eve, and oh my gosh, Santa was already here. And there was a box, you know, kids got to save that for the last one. And it was a big box. So we're thinking, oh, there's a puppy in there, right? Open it up.
It's a dead dog.
Sorry, kids.
And there was...
have to do what Wayne does to his bees to revive them.
So there was a collar and a dog brush and a couple of toys in there and some dog food.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe you can use these when you get a dog. Oh, by the way, go check out in the camper. So we went out the camper, and there was a little Springer Spaniel dog. And I got a tape recorder that year, and I spent more time with the tape recorder than I did the dog.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you what.
That's cool.
First time I got the cassette tape recorder, that was pretty special.
Yeah.
Oh, I had fun with that. That would rank that or the first time I got a shotgun. You know, because that's almost like a rite of passage,
yep.
You know, when you get your first shotgun.
Did you ever get a shotgun, Jim?
I didn't. Yeah.
But I mean, that makes you feel like, I'm almost a man. I got a shotgun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? All right. Go ahead.
I got a lot of them.
What?
Okay.
What do you got, though?
I'm thinking my best gift. Well, I don't know. I'm getting it. I'll tell you my
Somebody help us out. Texters. What's your all-time favorite gift? All time.
This kind of goes a little bit ornament, a little bit gift. So
Terry says, I'll just get these in real quick.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, receiving the Duke football that my dad bought at Dennis Sports Shop.
That's cool.
Wow, I always wanted a Duke. I never got one.
Big Wayne says, 1985, I got a lat pull-down machine.
Should have used it, Wayne.
Wow.
So help us out. Give us some more, people. What was your all-time favorite gift? And where, if it wasn't home here in Green Bay, where would you like to spend a Christmas?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to say home, which is great.
I know, but other than that.
Yeah, other than that.
Yeah, a destination Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, we got Burke Griffin coming up at the top of the hour. Talk about that Packer game. We got a lot more to talk about. Back after this.
You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's obvious that agriculture's biggest priority, a new farm bill, will not be the industry's Christmas present this year. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Newhouse says first things first in 2025. We must get a new farm bill done, and it needs to happen sooner than later.
The new extension would expire on September 30th of 25. I hope we don't wait until August 30th to address the farm bill. We should get this done sooner. And with a Republican Senate and House, I think there's a bigger chance of us coming together on a final package that we could send to the president.
That's U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse along with us. I'll look at your morning markets right after this.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
End of year savings and hot deals at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. All new in-stock Bobcat equipment and attachments are marked down and ready to get to work for you. Skid steers, mini excavators, compact tractors, snow removal equipment, and more. As always, full service and parts whenever you need it. End of the year savings and hot bargain Bobcat deals happening now at all Bobcat Plus Wisconsin locations. Visit a showroom in your area or bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 447 and three quarters with no change. New crop corn is trading at 437 and a quarter. That is also with no change. Cash soybeans are trading at 972 and three quarters. That is up 3 1/4 cents. New crop beans are trading at 990 and a half. That is up 3 1/2 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 537 and three quarters. That is down 2 3/4. And new crop wheat is trading at 555 and 3/4. And that is down 2 1/2 cents. On the dairy side of things now, January Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1963 a hundredweight. That is down 8 cents. And February milk is trading at 1963 as well a hundredweight. And that is up 2 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 175 and a quarter, down 3/4. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at 185 and a quarter. And the AA butter closed down 3/4 and closed at 254 and 3/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon with a light northerly breeze becoming southwesterly late this afternoon. Tonight down to 16, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day. 32 on Thursday, cloudy afternoon showers with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you.
My cousin Eddie and his beloved wife, Catherine, showed up. Catherine made the turkey that year. Turned out a little dry, but they had a really cool RV, though, that they parked out in front of our place. It was nonstop shenanigans.
Hey, Nikki, any wishes for our listeners?
My wish for our dear listeners is that everyone become a treasured member of the Jelly of the Month Club. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Us at 10:33 to discuss the ranking of Christmas treats. We'll wrap up everything on our Christmas Eve show with this Shouldn't Be a Thing holiday edition.
Matt and Air on Air.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former Ripon Fire Chief Timothy Saul was ordered to pay $3,000 in fines after pleading guilty to three misdemeanor counts of fraudulently using a financial transaction card. The 57-year-old Saul used the Ripon Fire District's credit card for personal use between 2016 and 2022. No restitution was ordered because no city funds were used to pay off the card. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced $7 million in funding to help address the opioid crisis. According to a press release, the state DOG received the funding from the Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Abuse Program grant. The goal of the program is to connect with residents struggling with opioid addiction before they suffer an overdose or before law enforcement agencies get involved. The funding will be used for outreach efforts, self-referral and officer intervention programs, and support services like mental health care. There's a lot of extra cooking during the holiday season. How can you avoid food waste? Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
With every holiday season comes more mouths to feed and most of the time a lot of extra food. Sadly, a large portion of that extra food ends up getting wasted, according to DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
To cut down on food waste, the Wisconsin DNR recommends creating detailed shopping lists for holiday dinner ingredients and freezing leftovers. Freezing leftovers might also save you a few nights of cooking. More information about food waste prevention can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Happy Christmas Eve to you, ladies and gentlemen. 27 degrees in Green Bay, 28 now to 27 in Oshkosh. Here at 97.9 FM WGBW, our brand new signal, 96.5 FM WISS, coming your way out of Appleton. Of course, 98.3 WISS coming out of Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. So if you want to find us, you can find us one way or another. Some of the texts coming in, we're talking about some of the, what is your very, very, very favorite all-time Christmas gift, or what would be your Christmas destination if you left home? Got some texts here. Recuperating from my kidney cancer surgery at home. Wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Your show has brought me joy during a difficult time. Thanks, Terry. Terry did not know about that, buddy. All the best, greatest thoughts for you, humanly possible. My destination Christmas would be to travel back in time to a Christmas where my entire family could be together one more time. Vicky.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Jessica says, I'd be in Costa Rica.
Good one.
In a second. Christmas in the sun for me. Okay. All right, then.
Nice. There. Okay.
Well, you want to go to Costa Rica?
That's where Aaron Rodgers, that whole thing in the Enigma, that's where all of his things were.
My daughter's been there. Yeah, that's not real high on my list.
It's supposed to be a real safe country, though, isn't it? Like, yeah. Not gangs.
Isn't the
infested?
Lowest, Costa Rica, isn't that the, like, they have the lowest, like, MS, Costa Rica?
What's MS mean?
Yeah, you know, like muscular dystrophy, MS, like the disease, like, they don't have it there.
There's multiple sclerosis?
Right.
Oh.
They don't. Oh. And isn't Costa Rica known for that?
I did not know that. Okay.
No, not at all.
I have zero idea.
Yeah. That's their big campaign to get people to visit.
I could be wrong on that. Okay. Right. I don't think I am. No.
I would go in a heartbeat. My sister just came back from there. She would move.
I've never heard anything but great things.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that, too. I just think there's a lot of great things about Costa Rica. But I'm way off on my
I don't think I have the money to go to Costa Rica. I might go to Haiti.
Ugh. Really?
I'm going on a cruise.
No, I'm joking. Have you seen how bad it is there? One guy killed 100 people the other day and everything. It's like, oh, my God, that poor country.
We're going on a cruise, and one of the stops was Haiti.
Really? Like
they're going to redo that, right? I mean,
I would think so. It is outlaw city.
You are actually right that it has a very low situation with MS. And here's what's interesting about it. They say that MS is more prevalent in countries that are further from the equator— Countries near the equator, like Costa Rica, have lower levels of multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
I wonder why that is it pressure on the spine?
I don't know. Interesting.
Jim, that's your research project for your Christmas vacation when you come back.
Actually, that's not my thing, but I don't know.
Okay, give us some more.
Okay, let's talk about, I'll pass on that one. If you write a letter to Santa now, what's on your wish list?
Like, if you're going to, okay.
If you're writing one, like now at 60, whatever, however old you are, what would you say right now you want?
One of those deer cams that I could hook up to my phone.
Oh.
I think that'd be so interesting, seeing the different animals that come through. Because like I said, there's that Fisher cat that lives out there, which is the nastiest looking animal you've ever seen in your life. There's wolves up there. There's bear. There's possibly cougars. I would love to do that. I need somebody to tell me how to do that.
You definitely have to have good cell reception to pull that off.
We definitely don't.
That would be my only concern for you on that.
All right. Yeah. What would be yours?
Me? I don't know. It wouldn't be anything material because I would find a way to probably get that. It would have to be something more like that previous texter, just families together, you know, world peace, that kind of stuff. It would be more, it wouldn't be a material thing because like if I really, really wanted a deer cam, I mean, I might get that for you, John. I would get it. It would be something different than that, but you have to be realistic. Like, you know, I'd have Christmas with my dad again. It ain't going to happen, but. It would be something more like that. A family get together somewhere with everybody where everybody got along. That would be cool, but that ain't gonna happen.
It's almost like asking for world peace, right?
Yeah, I don't know which would go first.
And maps for the kids in Iraq. Because the kids in the Iraq don't have maps.
So,
yeah, all right. Let me do one.
Okay.
Let me do one.
Todd, you must have what would you put on your list?
I would want to retire early. I would want to have enough, whatever it takes to retire early and never have to do something I don't want to do.
All right.
I'm careful with that, but because I think retirement isn't all.
But I would do what I want to do.
All right.
I would
so do you would do
want.
Something.
I would
okay,
do lots
you,
of
okay,
things.
Okay. All right. But, well, that's cool because or else you sit around and.
Favorite holiday tradition.
Well, as a kid, was opening up that room that Santa was
well,
in.
Bet,
that
yeah.
was like awesome. I mean, we'd all stand around saying, "Open up that room," and it'd be like all these gifts.
We did that too.
That's just like your childhood, doesn't it?
My thing is, only once a year we'd have certain foods.
That kept that
really special. Like every Christmas Eve, the only time, one day out of the entire year, we have this thing called Bunya Calda, and it's basically anchovies and cream and butter. And it's almost like a fondue where you dip in pieces of like lettuce or cabbage or bread, big thick bread, and soak it up. It's phenomenal. It's my favorite food in the world. It's the only time we'd have it for the entire year.
I think that's cool that your parents only had it then.
Yes, because
you
could have that's it. That's what made it. We could have
right, that's time, what made it special.
Exactly.
I like that.
That and he would get certain Italian, a thing called capicola. It's a real good Italian ham, real spicy. And again, only time of the year you'd have those things.
Yeah. That's cool. And that good memory for the kids and for you.
Then we had another little thing. It was these are right from Italy, I believe, and it was little cardboard boxes with like painted Christmas scenes, you know, original Christmas scenes painted on there. And they're like it was like a caramel type thing. But it was really cool. Each one came in its own cardboard box, these little things. And again, there's only an Italian deli like in Nagani. And that's the only time for the year we'd have those things. So that just, you know, again, you could order them all year. But when you only have something for that one
time.
Special time, it just makes it more special,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely. That's cool. I like that.
What did you guys do, Todd?
We were not a church-going family when I was really young. But on Christmas Eve, we'd go check out the Christmas lights in town.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And all the time. We would all get in the car, and then my mom would take forever to get into the car. I've got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I forgot to put on my blah, blah, blah. And then you go out and you see all the pretty Christmas lights. And then when you got home, Santa Claus was there.
Oh, right? No kidding. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
all that's very cool.
When I got older, I realized why mom was taking so long to get out to the car.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We had Santa come and because, you know, kids, as you reel, all that kind of stuff. And we would one time the guy just came and he was ringing the bells and the kids were sleeping. They're all sleeping upstairs in their bed. He just went and took the bells, rang them right over their head and woke them up.
Oh, wow.
You know, this guy was awesome. I mean, he's the guy that...
Not sure I'd want a stranger in my bedroom when I'm six ringing a bell in my face.
Exactly.
But, okay.
I'm traumatized.
I grabbed the shotgun.
Anyway, yeah, that's... I don't know. That was fun having... We had the real Santa there for many, many years when our kids were little. But yeah, I know that opening that door, we'd sing a couple songs, one German, one Polish, you know, then Silent Night. Everybody go in that room and...
Really? Yeah. Actually, Todd... You've got to play a song for me today.
All right.
You've got to play a song heading into our next... Would you do that?
Yeah. What you got?
Bella Wood.
From Garth?
Yeah. Have you heard this song?
I'd have to hear it. Don't sing it.
What do you mean don't sing it?
The real problem with, Garth's songs is you can't just pull them up anywhere.
Oh, really?
It's all covers. Yeah, he doesn't let streaming go out.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
Merry Christmas,
it's about
Garth.
It's a true story. But in World War One, they had a Christmas truce, and a German guy climbed out of his trench and faced the Americans and sang Silent Night in German, and an American did the same and sang it in English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That song is, its anniversary, I think, is yesterday or today.
Of Bella Wood?
Of Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night.
Oh, wow. From what year is that like? So you guys spoke German good enough to sing that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Everybody knows a ton about him.
I think we actually sang that in school, to be honest with you.
So young sang that. And then Push Me Shishi, that's a...
208 years old.
Wow.
Today. Today.
Wow.
Yep.
That's cool. actually very cool.
A little staying power.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. People, give us some more. What was your all-time favorite gift when you were growing up? All-time favorite. We want to know that.
Or tradition, right?
Or tradition.
Yep.
I think traditions are important.
I agree. And that's what makes it special.
It does. And like you said, with the certain kind of food. And if you don't have them, like I told people all the time, start them. I mean, you're the dad, you're the mom, start it. And if it's the botanical gardens, if it's, you know, seeing the Nutcracker, which that was a tough one. But just.
Do you have to sit through the Nutcracker? Yeah. That's a ballet thing, right?
Yeah, they don't sing a lot,
John. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great show. It's a
no disrespect.
Takes a while.
And those ballerinas and ballerina guys.
My kids were in that.
Are really
careful.
Good. No. But if you want to torture me, make me. I remember back in some of the Christmas, like Ed Sullivan Christmas special or something, they'd have those kind of people in their little weird kind of things and doing. It was almost like spooky in a certain way, wasn't it? With those guys,
with the rats, you mean? In the
something there was something that was like spooky about that.
Yeah. Nutcracker can be a little scary, I guess.
Yes, but that's what
true.
I mean.
That's true.
That actually scared me.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
I think that you talk about, Bill Burr, we both like him quite a bit. And I mentioned this, but I just think it's funny you talk about the Nutcracker and stuff, but he hosted, some award show, and the guy got out on the piano and just played this, and it was kind of long, this concerto, and just slow, and then fast, and then they go back to Bill Burr, he goes, did anyone else want to kill themselves?
That sounds like totally something you two would do on the air.
On the air.
Anyone else want to slit their wrist? But yeah, it was, oh man. Anyway, you got to go in there with the right mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Those ballerinas they're great.
And boy, is Nate Bargatze ever getting big? I mean, it just keeps blowing up.
He is.
I'm so glad we got those. He said, so my kids had me come for parent career day, okay? And they put me at a table with a surgeon. Told the kids, it's like, well, that's what reading will do for you. Oh, God, he's funny. Yeah, he's so good. All right, have you ever returned a Christmas gift? I think everybody has, haven't they? Because of size.
Well, maybe that.
Oh, this facade. You got it.
Well, not him, but somebody else.
Somebody else? Okay.
Yep. Right.
Can we listen to a song on the way out?
Sure.
Oh, the snowflakes fell in signs over Bella Wood that night. For a Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. As we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. And though I did not know.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here's some events for Oshkosh West teams. 9:30 a.m. on December 27th, boys wrestling faces multiple schools at UW Oshkosh in the Varsity Invitational. At 4:15, boys basketball competes against multiple schools at UW Stevens Point in the Varsity Invitational. Later at 5, girls basketball tips off versus multiple schools at Marshfield High School. Then on December 28th at 9 a.m., boys wrestling continues the Varsity Invitational versus multiple schools at UW Oshkosh. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Then across the frozen battlefield, another's voice joined in. Until one by one each man became a singer of the hymn. Then I thought that I was dreaming, for right there in my side stood the German soldier neath the falling flakes of white. And he raised his hand and smiled at me, as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way.
Isn't that a great song?
Yeah.
Then the devil's claw.
Is he breaking a silent night eventually?
No, because the thing ended. The truce ended. And they start fighting again.
Well, didn't have 90 seconds to sing Silent Night?
I got through one verse.
I don't think you know the story. All right.
But that is a true story. Okay, it's based on honest to God true story.
But it's not really, it doesn't mean anything unless they sang.
They both sang.
Oh, I
the
asked
Germans
you that.
Sang. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I thought he sang German in this in that song. But it says he sang in German. Okay.
Right.
And the Americans sang, obviously, in English. But right. they both sang the same song,
right.
But one in German, one in English
right.
at the
everybody,
same time.
A lot of people, I shouldn't say everybody, because you're going to ask me to sing it, but a lot of people sing Silent Night in German.
Yeah, but you know. What I'm saying is that was during the war.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I thought the guy was going to break into Silent Night.
Oh, the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's
I don't,
what I was
no.
thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because I don't know that that's real apparent.
Well, I don't know if you need to analyze it that closely. How about this? They both sang.
Okay.
They got up, they right, sang right. a bleeping song, they crawled back in their trench, and they start shooting each other.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
Good.
All right, I just,
Merry bleeping Christmas to you, Jim. Wow.
Well, I was kind of.
Todd.
He's got to make an actual
yeah.
historic
analyze
story.
Exactly. Well, every second.
I get it now.
Everything.
Okay. That's
yes.
great. What
yes.
great. What a great song, John.
Oh, my. Here's God. A great text coming in. I'll put it up for you guys right now. It's from Carol.
Both parents were Polish, and Christmas Eve dinner was always specific traditional foods,
yep.
including pierogi,
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 yep.
a special soup,
Christmas
pickled herring,
yep.
Boiled potatoes. Yep. Didn't always appreciate this growing up, but continued it with my siblings. And now our grandchildren help us make the
pierogi.
Pierogi every year. Traditions are so beautiful. Merry Christmas.
They are.
Thanks, Carol.
Very That's much, great, Carol.
What is pierogi?
I literally have never heard of that. Dumpling, I think, yeah, right? And they stuff it, but it might be made with potato instead of like.
The Poles didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
And that soup she had, I bet you, is Kliska's and Klaas, which is.
You brought that in, right? Didn't you make that for your mom?
Oh, yeah. She loves that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the soup they probably had. Pierogies, I think, are dumplings, but like more than the meat. They didn't have a lot of meat. They just didn't. You know, Germans are feasting on all the meat. We didn't have pierogies, so I think it's like a dumpling with the meat inside.
So this says a wrapped unleavened dough around a filling and cooked in boiling water. Yeah. Yeah.
But what's the filling, though? It was probably pork.
Typical fillings included potato, cheese, sauerkraut, ground meat, mushrooms, fruits, or berries.
No meat.
Well, they get some ground meat in there. They put pork hocks in that Kliska's and Klaas, that soup. But, you know,
why would anybody eat a pork hock? My dad used to do it, but why would you eat it? Of all the things there is in the world to eat, why would you decide, I'm going to eat this?
Well, Todd, okay, first of all, I think it's smoked. A lot of flavor.
Yeah, I don't know if my mom's were, maybe they were, but she would cook them in that, you know, the pot, right?
Right.
The pressure cooker and just cook the hell out of them.
Okay.
But I think it was because my mom's family didn't have a lot of money. So right. Anything
you
that
eat
they
whatever
could eat,
was left.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's good taste to that.
But I mean, have you ever seen anybody in those little old bars, country bars, they have that big jar of those?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody eat one?
No.
Me neither.
No, they're probably in there for 20
years.
Well,
those are pickled. Yeah,
that and the pickled eggs.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody actually eat them.
And if you do, you don't want to sit next to them because you know that's coming back.
We had a contest one time. Me and Vinny, or Nick, one of the two, we had we're doing a live remote. We did a pickled eggs eating contest.
Oh. Did anybody
I won.
Did you lose it, though? Were you sick afterward?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember they took the lid off, okay, and screwed the lid, and there were like some kind of fumes, like almost like smoke coming up. What was that from?
But
dust on the...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, huh? Yeah.
Pickled eggs are good.
Pickled eggs are okay. Mm. When you say pickle, you mean the ones in the jar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with those. I'm okay with those. You know what I love? Nikki, the other day, I'd never heard this term before. Wisconsin sushi?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I never heard that term before.
But that's the stuff you like.
I love that.
The ham rolled with cream cheese and
yes.
a pickle.
I told you, I can live on gift boxes and those. And yeah. I think we had one other thing I could live off. Remember?
Vodka?
No, it's not vodka. So I met this guy last night who owns like the biggest cabbage farm in Wisconsin.
Oh, kraut, yeah.
Okay, and they sell more sauerkraut out of his place than like any place in Wisconsin.
Is he up in Black? Where is he? In Black Creek?
Shiocton.
Because I know there's some huge cabbage farms up there, which I don't know. I don't think of Wisconsin as cabbage, but we're huge in that. Cranberries, cabbage. We should learn more about that. But yeah.
I wish I liked sauerkraut more. I try so hard to like sauerkraut. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. It's what it's with, though, right? I mean, you got with a slow cooker with, you know, pork roast and, yeah, that's good.
All right.
I mean, if you just have it out of the jar, no, it's not like a great thing to eat. But no, you got it's what you put it with, Johnny. But
you know,
yeah,
it's really good for you.
I can help you with that.
It's really good for you.
Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
It's fermented. Anything fermented is good for your gut.
And it's cabbage, which you're put through. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway,
so
So I'm going to try eating more.
Are you making that stuff tonight?
Sauerkraut?
No, that...
This jar he gave me?
No, that... No. That family tradition that you talked about.
I don't know.
You got all day to do it.
I don't know.
You should. Bring it to the party.
Call Julie, ask her she's doing it. She doesn't have anything else going on. That's her birthday, but she doesn't have anything else
going on. Happy birthday, Julie.
Julie, yeah. What's on the menu? I can imagine, Jim. Julie, what's on the menu? Why aren't you making pierogies? Back with Bert Griffin right after this. Turn
on the brightest stream. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. the museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far, the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
It's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup.